Started the sugya of Tadi v'Sheni Tadi yesterday in our 10-minute Gemara shiur. We went through a little bit the Gemara Maseches Zevachim. Also important to just take a quick look at the Gemara in Maseches Brachos that we're going to need to know in order to understand the Shai Desaryeh. The Gemara in Brachos is a very basic idea. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that Tavlo Hiskel Shorosh Chodesh B'Tfila Machzir Nosso. If a person forgets to say Yalav Yavo in Shmona Esrei, he goes back and has to say Shmona Esrei again, but in benching, he does not say benching again. So the Gemara says, why? What's the difference? So the Gemara says, because Tefillah is a chiyuv. Since tefillah is a chiyuv, you have no way out. You have to daven, so mainly you have to say the Yalav Yavo. And if you forget the Yalav Yavo, then you're going to have to repeat the entire Shmona Esrei. But eating a meal in Rosh Chodesh is not a chiyuv. You don't have to have a meal in Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to wash in Rosh Chodesh. So if you chose to wash, and then you forget Yalav Yavo, so Ein Machzirin, so we're not going to make him go back. So the Gemara says, okay, what about days that you do have to eat a meal? What days do you have to eat a meal? Shabbos, Yontif. So let's say you forget Ritzeh on Shabbos, or you forget Yalav Yavo on Yontif. So then should you go back or should you not go back? Do you have to repeat benching if you forget Ritzeh or Yalav Yavo? Gemara says, of course you do. You have to repeat benching if you forget Yalav Yavo on Shabbos or Yontif. So a couple of just quick points before we go further. First of all, Rav Shechter always likes to make the ha'ara that we know the halach in Shulchan Aruch is that if you forget Yalav Yavo, Mariv on Rosh Chodesh. So what's the halach? If you forget Yalav Yavo, Mariv on Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. Why not? Because they're not Mekadosh the Chodesh Belayla, right? They're all Mekadosh the Chodesh the next day. So, we often look at that halacha and say, oh, okay, so Yalav Yavon Marv is not so critical. Because you don't even have to go back for it if you skip Yalav Yavon Marv. Rav Shechter likes to make the ha'ara, maybe it's more critical, because you can never make it up. Meaning, if you missed it, you missed it. There's no makeup for it. But if you miss Yalav Yavon and Shmona Esrei during the day, at least you'll be able to get it, because you'll have to say Shmona Esrei again, so you'll be able to get the Yalav Yavo. I just thought that was an interesting way of looking at that issue. The other thing is the discussion about women. If women are chayiv in Sudas Yantif or not chayiv in Sudas Yantif. If a woman is not chayiv in Sudas Yantif, then the halach would be that if a woman forgot Yalav Yavo, she would not have to repeat benching, right? If she's not chayiv in Sudas Yantif. If her mitzvah of Simchas Yantif doesn't include Suda, it just requires her husband buying her nice clothing and things like that, like we discussed when we discussed Simchas Yantif, then she would not have to repeat benching. If I'm not mistaken, I was looking for it, it's not on the shelf, but the very first tshuva in Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I think someone asked him, someone said that I remember my Zaidi paskin once when one of the women forgot Yalav Yavo, that she has to repeat benching. She has to repeat the entire benching. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, I think his Zaidi made a mistake. Whatever, she doesn't have to repeat benching. It's not true. So it's like a very strange truth. He says, halacha, she doesn't have to. She's not chayiv in the Suda in the first place. Mele, she doesn't have to. So it's Rav Shechter always remarked, if you were writing a tshuva sefer, your first tshuva would be like the biggest knockout tshuva. You'd want it to be like a. So this tshuva was like, Zaidi made a mistake. But then in the hashmata to the tshuva, Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a little ha'arat to add on. He says, maybe what you're remembering was not just Tami Yantif meal, maybe what happened was it was the first night of Pesach. And the first night of Pesach, maybe a woman would have to go back to bench again. Why? Why is first night of Pesach different? She's chayiv to wash. Why is she chayiv to wash? Because she's chayiv in matzah. So she's chayiv in achilas matzah. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger says in the hashmata. Maybe that's what you're remembering. There's more to say in that hashmata. Maybe we'll get to Rabbi Akiva Eiger at some point. But the Shagas Aryeh raises the following question. Shagas Aryeh in Siman Chaf Aleph, and this is very Nogea L'maisa for this time of year, and particularly even more Nogea L'maisa right after Pesach. So let's say you're eating. Yeah. So let's say your person's eating the laiva. He's at nighttime, he's sitting and having a meal, and he hasn't yet done Kriya Shma Shel Arvis. And he finishes his meal, and he looks outside and he sees that it's dark outside. So this happens all the time. You make early Shabbos. Let's say this Shabbos already, there are people making early Shabbos. So you make early Shabbos, you come home, it's still light outside. So you have your meal. So a lot of times people don't realize, when you make early Shabbos, you have to say Kriya Shema again later. Kriya Shema Shel Arvis can only be fulfilled after Tesa Kochavim. So we should even be Machmir L'Chachil and make sure that we have at least the Kazayas of food in our Shabbos meals after Tesa Kochavim. But at the very least, to say Kriya Shema after Tesa Kochavim absolutely required. Say Kriya Shema after Tesa Kochavim. So at the end of your meal, you're going to have to say Kriya Shema. So what happens? You finish your meal and you realize that you have two mitzvahs to do right now. You have the mitzvah of Birch Samazon, because you got a bench, and you have the mitzvah of one of the Rebbeim in Yeshiva once told me that his impression was that minhag of modern Orthodoxy is that you bench on Shabbos. You only bench on Shabbos, not during the week. So you have to, he said, the first time someone said, you know, are you going to bench? He's like, well, it's on Shabbos. It's like, but you have to bench all week long if you wash, but everyone holds you have to bench on Shabbos. So it's so you're sitting there Friday night and you realize that you have to bench, and then you also realize you have to say Kriya Shema. Which one should you do first? And to throw another, to make it even a little more complicated, what if you have the following? It's after Pesach. So you got to count Sfira also. Sfira l'chadchila we count after Tzitzak Chavim. We try not to be yotzei only from Plaga Mincha and on. So a lot of times in the early minions, they tell you not to count Sfira yet. You'll count later on. Remind yourself to count later on. So a person sets some sort of reminder. So, you know, what I do is I always switch my watch from my left hand to my right hand, and then I'll know I'm not going to count Sfira until... I'm not going to move the watch back until I count Sfira, and I'm looking at my empty wrist the whole night. So it's always an easy built-in reminder for those who wear watches. Watches are coming back in style because now they're making like cell phone watches and, you know, all that. So I can't wear those in Shabbos. So in Sfira you have a third mitzvah very often. You finish your meal and then you realize you got three mitzvahs to do now. You have the mitzvah of Sfira Sofer, you have the mitzvah of Birch Samazon, and you have the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So which one comes first? So logically, what would you say? The rule is, whenever you got two mitzvahs to do, Tadir v'sheinu Tadir, Tadir kodem, right? You always do the Tadir first. Which one is Tadir?
People in general do Sfira first because they think they're going to forget it.
So people typically will do Sfira first because they're afraid they're going to forget. Good. But that, l'chora, is the least Tadir.
Right.
Right? Because it's only 49 times a year. What's the most Tadir in the group? Kriya Shema. L'chora is the most Tadir. Because why? Kriya Shema we do twice a day. And in between is Birch Samazon. How often do we do Birch Samazon? So you're all saying, depends. Depends if you eat a bagel for breakfast every morning or if you eat a chobani for breakfast every morning. If you eat a bagel, so then it's pretty tadir. If you eat a chobani, not so tadir. Then you wash on Shabbos, you wash on Yantiv. But the tadirus level of Birch Samazon would depend on how often you happen to wash. So the Shagas Aryeh tries to prove that that's not the case. That the tadirus of Birch Samazon is not really dependent on how often you wash. Shagas Aryeh suggests, he says, first of all, right off the bat, l'chora, he says, l'chora, Birch Samazon is the most tadir. What? Birch Samazon is the most tadir, more than Kriya Shema? He says, yeah, because you wash for 2-3 meals a day. You know, you wash, you have your bagel for breakfast, your tuna fish sandwich for lunch, and your French bread for dinner or whatever. So you're washing 3 meals a day. Who's not washing 3 meals a day? So you'll wash 3 meals a day. So that you're saying Birch Samazon 3 times a day and Kriya Shema is only twice a day. So Mela, Birch Samazon is more tadir than Kriya Shema. So that's his first suggestion. He says, L'chora, one could say that. But then he says, Mikol Makom, if you think about it a little more, Yesh Lomar Lihipuch. L'chora, you should say the opposite, that Kriya Shema is more tadir. Why would Kriya Shema be more tadir? Let's assume you have a guy who actually washes 3 times a day and benches 3 times a day. Why would Kriya Shema still be more tadir? So he says, this is what we saw in the Gemara Maseches Zvachim, where the Gemara discussed the difference between a tadir and a makudash, or which one takes precedence when you have a tadir versus a makudash. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said in Maseches Zvachim that if you have a tadir versus a makudash, we're not sure which one comes first. But what was the raya that the Gemara gave? If you have a chatos ve'asham versus a Karban Shlamim, which do you do first? So Karban Shlamim is brought much more frequently than a Chatas Nashim. Karban Shlamim is what you would always want to bring when you volunteer to bring a Karban in the Beis HaMikdash. When you take a Neder and a Dava, you'll always bring a Karban Shlamim. You get to eat it, it's very enjoyable, it's fantastic. It's a whole Chavaya. You get to bring a Karban, make Hashem happy, you get to eat it, make yourself happy. Karban Shlamim is fantastic. So people are always bringing Karban Shlamim. Hopefully they're not bringing Chatas Vashem all that often. So Shlamim is more Tadir, you would think. Then the Gemara said, no! Shlamim is not more tadir. Because how many times are you actually chayiv to bring a Karban Shlamim? Not all that often. Your chayiv to bring a Chatas Nasham is more frequent than your chayiv to bring a Karban Shlamim. Karban Shlamim is voluntary. That's what the Gemara calls tadir shel matzui. It's not called tadir. It's tadir is when you have a chiyuv to do something. This is what we call matzui. It's something that's common, happens all the time, but that's not what tadir means. Tadir means that it's a chiyuv to do it, not just that it's something that happens all the time. So says Shagasari, the same is true by Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon l'chora is just like the Karban Shlamim. Why is it just like the Karban Shlamim? Because it is something you do frequently, maybe even more frequently than Kriya Shema, but that does not make it Tadir. That would not make it Tadir. Why would it not make it Tadir? Because you just happen to do it. You're not chayiv to do it all that often. Is there any reason you can suggest that maybe Birchas HaMazon should be called Tadir, not just Matsui, not just something that comes up, but it's actually a chiyuv? So Shagazai says, certainly Shabbos and Yom Tov. Whenever but that would only make it, let's say, the level of Tadirus that you'd have to do it, let's say, 150 times a year. Or let's say three meals a day, 200 times a year max, right? That you'd have to do it. Whereas Kriya Shema, you can have 700 times a year. So it still would be a notch below Kriya Shema. Because the amount of times that it's a chiv is not that often. It tells us. Oh, so the other svar is, if I happen to wash three meals a day, so the Achal Tavisvat V'Rachla tells me that once I've washed and I've already eaten, I have a chiyuv. It becomes a chiyuv. Mail becomes a chiyuv to bench. So it's different than Shlamim. Shlamim, I volunteer. Shlamim is purely voluntary. So that's why we call Shlamim a matzui. Because it's neder, nedava, it's completely voluntary. There's nothing compelling me at all by Karban Shlamim. But by benching, granted that it starts as a choice, I could choose to eat the chobani or I could choose to eat the bagel, so it starts as a choice. But once I already made the choice to have the bagel, memela becomes a chiyuv. Right? At that point, it becomes a chiyuv. So says Shagasarye that I hear that chiluk, but it's not true. Why is it not true? He says, because a Karban Shlamim is really the same exact thing. It also starts as a choice, but then becomes a chiyuv. How does one go about bringing a neder or nedava karban in the Beis HaMikdash? What do? You just waltz in with any animal that you pull off the street and shecht it as a karban? It's not the way it works. What do the words neder and nedava even mean?
Promise.
Good. So a promise or commitment, right? So how does that happen? What do? You take an animal and you designate, commit to take that animal or an animal as a karban. There's the neder and nedava, one's on the gavra, one's on the cheft, right? Whether it's behema zoo or a behema alai. Yeah, big nafkamina is meaning the din on the cheftza would mean behema zoo, that it's this behema that I'm bringing as karban. Alai, if I say karban alai, shlam alai, so then it's on me to bring an animal, but it's lav dafka, any specific animal. So even though I may have an animal in mind, the din is not on that animal. Nafkamina would be if the animal gets lost. So do I have to replace it? If it was just behemoth zoo, well, I don't have to replace it with another one. And if I find that one, then I'll bring it. But if I don't find that one, then I won't bring anything. But if it was a lie, it was a din in the gavra, it was a din on me, that's the only place in Shas, by the way, I think, that we actually have explicit gavra and cheftza. The difference between neder and nedava. Everywhere else, it's brisk alumnus, but that's the place where you have actual gavra and chefza. But anyway, the way it works is you make the commitment. Now, once I made that commitment that I'm going to bring the animal as a carbon, is it still a reshus? Is it still something that I could choose to do, choose not to do? No. Once I made that commitment, it's a chiv daraisa. You know, neder is a mechayiv midaraisa. So the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, the Chassam Sofer was a very big defender of Minhagei Yisrael, specifically because he spent much of his career trying to defend the Masorah against the Reform movement. So he's a very, very big defender of Minhagei Yisrael. So the Chassam Sofer writes that in analyzing any Shaila, we always look at whether it's a Daraisa or a Drabanan or a Minhag. But we often think of it the wrong way. We think if it's a Daraisa, it's very serious. Drabanan a little less serious, and Minhag a little less serious than that. So Chassam Sofer writes in Shuvan, no, Minhag is more serious than a Drabanan. It's like a Daraisa. Why? Because what's the binding nature of a Minhag? Why do we have to follow Minhagim? Where does a Minhag come from? What's the Mechayiv of a Minhag? It's Midin Neder. When a person takes a Neder, that creates a Din Daraisa. It's an amazing power, it's an amazing koach that Ribbono Shel Olam gave us in the Torah, is that something could be 100% mutter for me, but I have the ability to make it an Isser Daraisa. I can create an Isser or a Mitzvah Daraisa by the power of a neder. So once a person takes the neder or nedava that he's going to bring the carbon shlamim, mimela the animal becomes something that he's chayiv to bring. It's not just matzui. Now it's something that it's not just something that he's voluntarily bringing. Now it becomes something that he's chayiv to bring. So it's exactly like birchas hamazon. That granted, there is a point where it becomes a chiyuv. Birchas hamazon, there is a point where it becomes a chiyuv. But since it starts as a rishus, when you made the choice to have the bagel and not the chobani for breakfast, or you made the choice to commit to bring that karban shlamim, but that it started as a rishus, we always call it matzah, we don't call it tadim. So it's an exact parallel, says the Shagas Aryeh, between the case of the karban shlamim and the case of birchas hamazon.
Yeah?
By a minog. When it becomes on the same level as the raisa, it's dafka with a minhag by a halacha, the raisa. Meaning, waiting between milk and meat, people have different minhagim, how long you wait. So that's only an Indian drabanan to wait between milk and meat. So does that itself become minhag a daraisa? Or is it dafka, an example of a minhag that people have different minhagim by the raisa?
Yeah, like kidneys, let's say.
Kidneys, right.
Standalone minhag. So, I mean, it's not just building off of an existing halacha. That's an interesting chiluk. You're probably right about that. Probably we should be mechalik that way. Because generally speaking, we do treat the minhag of, let's say, waiting 6 hours a little more than we would a din daraisa. If a person is mildly ill, we would be mekel on the 6 hours. They say for people who had an ulcer, they used to think having milk was good for someone who had an ulcer. So they would say, all the poskim say you don't have to wait 6 hours, you just need to wait 1 hour, whatever the Ikra Din is, and not like the Minhag. What? Then you can just follow along with whatever the yeshiva. Because you become batal to their Minhagim. Why would the yeshiva set it up that way? That the meals are less than 6 hours apart?
I think they're not, but I think different shiur. I think it
usually isn't, because lunch normally ends around 1:30, 1:40, and dinner at 7, they serve dairy.
That could happen. So that's within 6 hours.
I think you just don't know. People know it. I don't think you actually have to eat that much.
Well, from 1:30 to 7 is less than 6 hours.
That's when Shabbos happens.
Shabbos happens
on Shabbos.
Right.
Shabbos.
For Shabbos.
You have milk. Sometimes
people have
cereal. You have milk.
Some people take because they have like milk and cereal.
But that's also called that. It's patzal to the yeshiva, even though it's not really being served.
They do serve it.
It's part of the yeshiva. The person who's in charge of the kitchen will either say yes, you can have a cereal or not.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting. Then the Shagas Aryeh suggests, well, wait a second. I've told you that zvachim, that a carbon shlamim is not really tadr, it's what's called matzah. Even if you wash 5 times a day, birchas hamazon is not more tadir than kriyas shema, it's just matzah. But he says, maybe it's not a great raya from the Karban Shlamim. Because what was the context of that sugya, Mesech Zvachim, when he was talking about the Karban Shlamim? It was Shlamim versus Chatas V'Yasham. So we're trying to figure out, should Shlamim win because it's tadir, or should Chatos V'Yashim win because, what do we want to say, what was the Svara? Because it's Mekudash. So maybe on that level we say, listen, when you have one that's more Mekudash and one that's more common, but it's not common in a Tadir way, it's common in a Matsui way, so then the Mekudash is definitely going to win. Meaning, Matsui isn't a zero, it's not that it has no value at all, it's just not quite on the level of a Tadir. So the Gemara's whole question over there is Mekudash or is Tadir better? And the Gemara says, I don't know which one is better. Is Mekudash or is Matsui better? Okay, Matsui is a little lower level than Tadir, so yeah, Mekudash is better than Matsui. Maybe that's all the Gemara is saying. That's why the Chatzos Hashem would beat the Shlamim, because Mekudash is better than Matsui. But maybe over here, where it's not about Mekudash versus Matsui, it's about Matsui versus non-Matsui, versus something that has more of a Tadirus in the Chiyuv, but doesn't come up as frequently. Meaning in our case, Birch Samazon versus Kriyashma. Kriyashma, you're chayiv to do more often than you chayiv to do Birch Samazon. But Birch Samazon, you actually do more often than you do Kriyashma. So maybe Matsui matters on that level. Maybe Matsui only doesn't matter when we're comparing it to Mekudash. But Mineu Bei, when we're in the world of how common is it, how frequent is it, well then maybe Matsui does make a difference. So he says, maybe this is not the greatest raya. So he says, but in order to figure that out, whether that's true or not, he says, we've got to take a look at another line in the Gemara. I think we took a look at it yesterday, where the Gemara compares the mitzvah of Pesach and the mitzvah of Milah. So the Gemara had said that Pesach is not Tadir, but Milah is Tadir. Right? Now, the Gemara had raised the question, that if Tadir, we said Mila is Tadir, and the Gemara says, what do you mean Mila is Tadir? How could Mila be considered Tadir? Right? More Tadir than Pesach. Mila is whenever it comes up, but how could it be Tadir? So the Gemara said, oh, well, Mila is Tadir because it doesn't mean that it's really Tadir. It means Nichsuela, Yud Gimel Brisos. It means that it's very Chashuv. But not that it's necessarily Tadir. The Torah always talks about it, that it's very Chashuv.
Like
yeah.
So there are baby boys born.
So the other answer the Gemara has is that it's Tadir because it happens. It's so common that it happens, but it's not really Tadir because it's a situational thing. It's not like you have a chiv to do X amount of milas a day. It's not like Kriyashma. You have a chiv to do two Kriyashmas a day. It's when there's a baby there that needs a mila, so there's a mitzvah of mila. It's more like Birch Samazon. It's more like the Matsui kind of Tadir. Because Birch Samazon, if I happen to wash, so then I have a chiv to a bench. If you happen to have a child that needs a mila, so mainly you have to do a mila.
Every child could have been, every male child could have been a chiv.
So it could have been part of the chiv of Puravu.
Yeah.
In a chinami. That part of the Shagasari bothered me a little bit because it doesn't seem like an exact parallel to the Birch Samazon / Karban Shlamim examples where it was completely optional at first. To bring the child into the world was not completely optional. A person has a mitzvah, father has a chiyuv to bring the child into the world.
I guess the mitzvah of Mila is kind of a rishosh. You can't determine whether you got a baby boy or a baby girl. So when you're doing the mitzvah puravir or not, you don't know if you're going to eventually have...
I guess what I'm saying is that once it happens... And it's not in your control whether it happens, because you can't determine the gender of the child. You know that you have to keep trying to have children to do the mitzvah. You can't determine the gender, so once it happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it happen, mainly you have a chiyuv. You have a chiyuv because of a situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings. Whereas by Birch Samazon and by Shlamim, you have a chiyuv because of a situation that you brought, by you deciding to take a neder, by you deciding to have the bagel and not the chobani. So you brought that chiyuv upon yourself. So I don't see it as an exact parallel. But the Shagas Aryeh says that if Matsui meant something within the world of just when not being compared to a Mekudash, if Matsui meant something, then the Gemara never should have had a Kasha. How could Mila be called Tadir? It's Matsui. So the fact that it's Matsui alone should make it Tadir. So he says it must be that Matsui doesn't mean anything. That when the Gemara says that Shlamim is Matsui and it's not Tadir, it's not only saying it because it's going against the Mekudash. that even when you're not going against the Mekudosh, even within the world of Tadiris alone, Matzvah does not carry the day. We don't say that that which you happen to do very frequently is automatically going to be more Tadir. Then at the very end of the Tshuva, the Shagasari raises another possibility. He says, okay, what have I proven? I've proven that which is matzui doesn't beat out that which is less matzui, right? Let's say the shlamim does not automatically beat out the chatzos hashem just because the shlamim happens more often. The birchas hamazon doesn't automatically beat out the kriya shema even though you wash five times a day, just because the birchas hamazon happens more often. But have I proven that it necessarily loses? I've proven that it doesn't necessarily beat it out, that the Birch Shema is not necessarily going to beat out the Kriya Shema. But maybe it doesn't necessarily lose to the Kriya Shema either. Meaning, maybe Matsui is not a zero. We don't look at Matsui and say, who cares how often you do it? You never have to do it. And look at it a total zero. We don't look at Birch Shema and say, no, you only have to bench on Shabbos and Yantif, and any other benching that you do is totally lo baba cheshbon. We don't even consider it at all. No. Says Shagasari, maybe Matsui is enough to make it even with something that's less common but more tadir. What do I mean less common, more tadir? Less common to actually do, but more tadir in terms of the level of chiyuv. You have a chiyuv to do more often, like Kriyashma. Kriyashma is less common, but it's more tadir. So maybe Matsui would it pull it even, would put Birchas Hamazon even with Kriya Shema? What do you do in the Reuven? So in general, do we ever have any other examples where you have two things that are even? Normally one thing is supposed to go before the other, but if it's even, you have to deal with it. Any other example you could think of in Shas where we have such an example? So the one that came to mind immediately for me was Kibarav and Kibarev. Father asks you for a drink of water, your mother asks you for a drink of water. Gemara in Kiddushin. So Gemara in Kiddushin says, what do? If your parents are still married to each other, so you get your father to drink water. Why? Because the mother's chayiv in the covenant of the father also, so you have to get the father to drink water. And what if they're no longer married to each other? So whatever you want. Because they're even. Father and mother are even. 2 days in the Gemara. One day in the Gemara is that you put it between them. And then let them go after it. Just put it down. But you don't make a choice. Meaning you don't choose one over the other. Or if you do make a choice, it's your choice. Meaning there's no chiyuv to choose one over the other, to choose one parent over the other. So if they were even, if Kriya Shema and Birchas Hamazon were even, the answer would be whatever you feel like. Whatever kol ma sheyirtze, whatever you want, you can go ahead and do. So you would do Shema, why? So they don't forget to do it after. Meaning we're assuming you're going to remember benching. But you might forget to do Shema. Why are we assuming you're going to remember benching? Because it's the end of the meal. That's what you do at the end of a meal on Shabbos. But but Shema is not something you typically do at the end of a meal, so it's less of something to remember. Yeah.
Does Mavir and Mitzvahs apply here with time? Meaning
one chiyuv came first. That's interesting. It became dark in the middle of your meal. Right then, the chiyuv of Kriya Shema set in. Chiyuv of Birchas Hamazon only sets in when you finish your meal. So,
by tefillin, when you reach in for the wrong tefillin, right?
Right. So then we have Ein Mavir and Alamitzus.
Actually, the lach is that you actually still put on the shell, if you touch the shell rosh.
Yeah, but we try to set it up that you don't come to that. We try to set it up that you don't come to that. And by talis and tefillin, yeah.
Is the chiv brechas hamazon when you eat it? Let's say in the middle of a 2-hour meal. The chiv starts when you finish that first kazayas after you finish the meal.
I think after you finish the meal.
Even if it's in the middle, there's no chiv at all.
Right, and then the question becomes, so are you allowed to delay? Meaning people like to sit around and schmooze for a while after they're not eating anymore. So pasha is when you're okay yourself from the suda. That's the chiv.
But even then,
I don't know that that's the chiv. That's when you can already bench. But the chiv, I think, is when a person is okay themselves from the suda. Because you may be full, you may still want to munch on something else or whatever. I think the chiv is when one is ochre themselves from the suda. But that's an interesting point also, that maybe the Kriya Shema should come first, because the chiv of Kriya Shema set in before the chiv of Birchas HaMazon. Shagzai, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't even raise that issue. I don't know why.
You might assume that that's what you should obviously do. But then, if you're in the case when you forgot and you're up to the end of the meal, I'm like.
No, but the Gemara talks about this, I think. No, doesn't Gemara talk about with the Musaf and the Mincha? Right. Would you call it a Heschadash? You're allowed to dive in the middle of the meal. You're allowed to go dive in Marv and say Kriya Shema also.
Maybe around Mitzvah only by Chepsis
Shachas.
They fill in
a
towel
to Eim Avir
by
Chanukah
also.
Here it's just
an Amira. It's not with an actual action.
It's not with a Chepsis Shachas. I hear. Where else do we have Eim Avir in our mitzvahs? Where does the Gemara raise it? That's by a Chepsis Mitzvah, yeah.
Why you don't pass over the third night before the second night, because you don't want to pass over.
Right.
Candle.
Do we have Messiah?
The Heisman Trophy.
The Heisman.
Yeah.
No, the Mitzvah has it somewhere. But the Messiah Bukhecha is a sefer on all the rules of mitzvahs. Like Eim Avir Na'al Mitzvahs is written by the Rosh Kollel in Palo Alto. It happens to be my brother also. Very, very, very good sefer. then the Shagas Aryeh says in the next tshuva, he says, okay, we got through this discussion of Birchas HaMazon or Kriya Shema. How does Sfiras HaOmer play a role? Now, what do you mean, how does Sfiras HaOmer play a role? The Pashut, where Sfiras HaOmer fits, right? How's he going to write a tshuva on Sfiras HaOmer, and how Sfiras HaOmer fits? Where's Sfiras HaOmer going to fit? We said it before, Sfiras HaOmer happens how often a year? 49 times in the whole year. It's the least frequent of all time. And it's not only not Tadir, it's not Matzah either. You can't count Sfira more often than that. So Sfira, of course, should take last place. So if you look in the Rambam first, in Tzvina Musaf and Perek Zayin, Alech Chav Beis, Mitzvah say lispar sheva shabbosos tmiyamos miyom avas haomer shenemru svarta lechem marchas shabbos sheva shabbosos. There's a mitzvah say to count 7 complete weeks from the day of the bringing of the Korban Omer, which by the way is what day do we bring the Korban Omer? Second day of Pesach. Pasuk says svarta lechem marchas shabbos sheva shabbosos. Marchas shabbos means the day after the first day of Pesach. We count 7 weeks. Umitzvah limnos hayamim imashvuos. There's a mitzvah to count the days together with the weeks. Shenemru tisbru chamishim yom. And you should dafka count Svira mitchilas hayom, as early in the day as possible, as early in the night as possible. So that's why we count at the night milel shisha asar b'nisan. Starting the 16th day of Nisan, we count in the night. Shachach v'lo mona b'layla, if you forgot to count at night, mona b'yom, then you count during the day. You should stand if you sit while you count yotzei also. Mitzvah zu al kol ishmi Yisrael ubekol makom ubekol zman. This mitzvah applies to every male Jew at all times and in every place. Good? Doraisa d'rabbanan. Pashtus is, from the Rambam, Doraisa. V'nashim avadim p'tur m'mena. And women and avadim are p'tur. Now, major machlokas rishonim, whether Sfiras HaOmer is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Why would you assume that it's d'rabbanan? Sfartim l'chem. Says in the Torah that you have to count. Why would we assume Sfiras HaOmer is d'rabbanan this man is that? Because the mechayev of Sfira is Korban Omer. When you bring the Korban Omer, so that's when you start counting Sfira. That's what generates the mitzvah. Nowadays, we don't have the mechayiv anymore because we don't have a Korban Omer, so there's no mechayiv of the sphere anymore. Maybe it's only going to be a din to Rabbanim. That is machlokas rishon. How do we paskin? Well, this, Why is that l'shitasa?
Because even though we don't have the carbon.
We don't have the carbon, so you say a similar idea, that we don't have the carbon that's mechayiv. Well, or the Rambam just holds that the carbon omer is not the mechayiv of Sfira. Sfira is its own mechayiv. It happens to be that that Sfira is the bridge between two carbonos, the carbon omer and the shtei alechem, but it's independent. It's an independent mitzvah. Now, how do we paskin? Sfira somer is manazed araisa d'rabanan. And L'may nafkamina. Even before how we pass, L'may nafkamina. What's the always the nafkamina between the Darais and the Rabbanan? No, you make brachas on dinim d'Rabbanan also. Safek is the classic nafkamina. Safek Darais and L'chumra, Safek Darabanan L'kula. Good? Sfira Sa'omer comes up with sfeikos all the time. You daven Mariv at a Shkia minyan. Let's say tonight. What time is Shkia tonight? Probably about 7:15. Let's say. So you daven 7:05 Mincha, and then Mariv at 7:20 or whatever. Good. So when you're davening Mariv, you're davening a little bit after Shkia. Is it Tzeis HaKochavim yet L'Choladeos? No. So can you be Yotzei Sfiras Omer during that time period that you're davening Mariv? So that might have a din of Ben Hashmashos. What's the halacha ben hashmashos? Safek yom, safek laila. So if Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah derabanan, then you should be able to be yotze at that time. Safek derabanan l'kula. If Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah d'oraisa, then you should not be yotze. Safek d'oraisa l'chumra. We do have lots of sfeikos in Sfiras HaOmer also, but good, that's the machlokas. It's machlokas. Rishonim, we pass in Sfiras HaOmer Zman as a Rabbanan. Now, take a look at Shagas Aryeh and Siman Chav Beis. Given what we know now about Sfiras HaOmer. Va'ata avair hachelik hasheni she'eschalti b'siman hakodem. Birchas HaMazon and Sfiras HaOmer is men kodem. So now let's discuss benching or Sfira, which one comes first. V'inei. Ain tam lomer debrachas mazon d'oraisa taklum l'shal sfiras haomer she'ein elam midivrei sof from bizman hazeh she'ein beis hamikdash kayam l'das rov poskim chutz me'aramam zal k'mo she'nisvar es liv makom acher. He says you might say, well, forget about tadir before you even get to tadir. It's obvious that sfiras haomer loses. Why does sfiras haomer lose? Because sfiras haomer, according to rov poskim, is only Drabanan! Birchas HaMazon is Daraisa! So of course the Daraisa is going to be not the Drabanan! Tahavadai lav milsihi, she'ein din kedima l'shal Torah l'shal Sofrim. So first off, says Shagas Aryeh, there's no such rule that a Daraisa beats a Drabanan. There's no din of kedima on the Daraisa over a Drabanan. Whoa! I would have thought that there absolutely is such a din of kedima for a Daraisa over a Drabanan. Why would you think that there is? What's the other din kedima besides for tadir v'sheino tadir? Mekudash v'sheino mekudash. So yeah, the example the Gemara gave of mekudash is kachim kachim versus kachim kalim, where everything is on a daraisa level, and it's very clearly one is labeled as more holy than the other. But l'chora, one could have said that the mitzvah is defined as a higher level mitzvah, as a more kadosh mitzvah, if it's a daraisa versus a drabanan. Says Shakzai, no! Davad elav milsi she'ein din kedima l'shal Torah shel Sofrim teida shari birchas hayayin shumi divrei sofrim kodem lebirchas hayom shel Torah mishum shehu tadir. Our sugya, what was the case in our sugya? You had the brach of Barpi Agafen and the brach of Kedush Sayom. Saying Kiddush Daraisa, Kiddush al hayayin Drabanan. And yet we're still talking about, oh, Yayin is Tadir, Kiddush Hayom is not Tadir, Tadir Shein, Tadir Tadir Kadir. What do you mean? Kiddush is only Drabanan. I mean, Kiddush is Daraisa, Yayin is only Drabanan. Uberagar v'psachim, breach perachas to brachos. Tiny b'shamim v'rachal yamachach v'rachal yayin shayom gorim liayin shiavo, k'var kiddush yam adayin yayin lobo, b'sul v'rachal yayin v'rachach v'rachal yayin shayin gorim kiddush yam adayin v'rach 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 tadira. And the Gemara says, why does Basil need a second reason? Why do I need the second reason? To tell me that Tadim Shem Natad Tadim Kodem is a second reason, that Beis Hillel also has two reasons. It's not like Beis Shammai has two reasons, Beis Hillel has only one. They both have two reasons. So Tadim Shem Natad Tadim Kodem carries the day. But V'isal Kadaitach the Shel Torah Yeshlo Din Kedima Shel Sofrim. But if you were to hold that a Doraisa has Kedima over a Derabanan, Im Keinocha Berchsiyom Tlasa, then the kiddush should have three things in its favor, not two things. Ubirsiyain in Welatati. Birsiyain only has two things in his favor. What does it mean? The Birsayom should have three things in its favor. The two reasons that Beis Shammai gave, that it's only because of the Yom that you're bringing out the wine in the first place, and that the Kedushas Hayom started before the Yayin was there, plus the fact that the Birchas Hayom is Doraisa. Three considerations. Whereas Beis Hillel only has two. He's got the fact that it's Tadir, and the Yayin is Gorim L'Kiddush HaTeomer, that you never would have said Kiddush until the wine is brought out to the table. So it's 3-2 if you hold that Doraisa matters. Elamai says Shagazari Doraisa doesn't matter. Wow. Can you reject that, Ryan?
Can you say the Goren thing makes almost makes the wine, the Yayin Yayin Doraisa? Like it's causing the wine to be elevated.
Why would the wine become Doraisa?
I'm saying he's already addressing the fact that wine is Durabana. It's like the Kiddush Hayom is like raising the level of the wine.
That when we say that Kiddush causes the wine to be brought, that's already acknowledging that it's Durabana?
Like it's causing it to be Doraisa almost, maybe.
The Svar to say that the wine might be Doraisa would be like we said from the Minchas Chinuch. Right, that whenever you have the Rabbanan telling you how to fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa, so that raises that mitzvah, that how-to, to a d'oraisa. But still, it's still not a chi of d'oraisa. I'm saying it's still not, you know, then everything, well, not everything, but, okay, that's one svara maybe, and one could suggest. Yeah. So first of all, not all Rishonim hold that Yayin is only Drabana. Kiddush al Yayin might be Doraisa. It is a minority view in Rishonim that Kiddush al Yayin is Doraisa. And even Tosel said Kiddush al Yayin Doraisa said that Hamvarich Sarach Sheyitom is only Drabana. That tasting may only be Drabana, even if Kiddush al Yayin is Doraisa, which would mean that you don't have to say Bar Pir Gavin if you don't have to taste it. You just have to have the wine there as a show of chashivas. But there would be no Bar Pir Gavin. So the Bar Pir Gavin would still be Drabanan. It's only one Das Yachid of Rashi and Nazir that holds that actually drinking the wine is Doraisa. So okay, if you hold like that, Das Yachid of Poskim, that drinking the wine is Doraisa, so then in a chinami, this would not be a good Raya. But L'chora, it's a pretty good Raya according to all the other Rishonim. According to every other Rishon, because we have one clear Doraisa, one clear Drabanan. Unless we could, both of you were angling at the Yayin, trying to make the Yayin Doraisa. What's the other way to angle over here? Try to make the Kiddush Drabana. How are we going to do that? What's our question over here? Our question is not saying Kiddush versus saying Bar Pir Gavin. The question is saying the bracha that we say for Kiddush versus saying Bar Pir Gavin. There is a mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa for sure. What is that mitzvah? So we know Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shabbat Tova, Rambam, Divrei Shevach, the Kiddush of Shabbos, to say that Shabbos is special and holy. But that may be all you need for Kiddush Doraisa. The bracha itself might only be Derabana. So Shagazari thought of this. He writes, V'yaf al-gav da'adikayim lam Kiddush Hayom Doraisa Eino nusach ha-kiddush dafka kamosha anu mekadshin al-akos. Kiddush Doraisa doesn't mean exactly the words we say. Oh, On a Doraisa level, davening we're already Yotzei Kiddush Doraisa. Saying anything nice about Shabbos we're already Yotzei. V'imkein ein raya mehad the birch siyayin kadim birch siyom shein malas kedimus shal Torah al shal sofrim. And therefore there's no raya from our Gemara that a Doraisa does not beat out a Durabanan. Because the nusach of Kiddush is Durabanan. Mikol makom beis Hillel paskul the milsayu d'liolim birch siyayin kadim l'shal yom afil lo spal arvis adayim. He says no, because Beis Hillel didn't say, oh well, it depends. If you davened already, then you should say Yayin before Kiddush. But if you didn't daven yet, so your Kiddush is now going to be Doraisa, then the Kiddush should come first. Beis Hillel didn't say that. It makes it sound like the Kiddush is always going to come last, even though sometimes the Kiddush is the way you fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa. That's such a strong svara. Yeah, the Kiddush is the way you fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa. But do you have to say that bracha? Meaning that bracha doesn't have to come after Yayin. That bracha doesn't have to come here at all on the d'oraisa level. You could have just said good Shabbos. So I don't know if you look at the bracha as a doraisa to take precedence over the kiddush when the bracha is a kiyum doraisa but not a chiyuv doraisa. The Shagzari is assuming the bracha is a kiyum doraisa if you didn't daven yet. You're being mekayim in the mitzvah doraisa right here with this bracha. So Mela comes before the Birch Sayayin if Dorais is beat out the Rabbanans. It should come before the Birch Sayayin. Maybe not. Maybe even if Dorais is beat out the Rabbanans, that's only when it's a Chiyuv Doraisa, not just when it's a Kiyum Doraisa, when you had no option but to say this. Maybe that's when it comes before the Rabbanan. Not so pashut. That would cloud the discussion of Birch Samazan also. Because Birch Samazan is Doraisa. But do you have to say those words of Birch Samazan to be Yotze, Birch Samazan Doraisa? Or maybe you could just say, thank you Hashem for the food. Then the Shagazari says, what am I even talking about? Doraisa versus Drabanan. The Gemara says, I'm not sure, Tadir versus Mekudash. Is there a bigger gap between, let's say, Asham versus Shlamim? Or is there a bigger gap between a Doraisa and a Drabanan? Which has a bigger gap between the level of the two mitzvahs? Doraisa and Drabanan is clearly a bigger gap. So if the Gemara is not sure, does Asham win or does Shlamim win? One is Tadir and one is Mekudash. So we're not sure when you have Tadir versus Mekudash. But the difference between the Mekudash and the Eino Mekudash is not that great of a gap. The gap between a Doraisa and a Drabanan, it's a little Karav Zel Zeh. It's a huge gap between a Doraisa and a Drabanan in terms of the level of the mitzvah. So if the Gemara thinks that Mekudash is as important as Tadir, then Doraisa should be more important than Tadir. So that's what Shagasari raises next. Of course we should be Maktim Shal Torah, which is Mekudash V'alim Tfeilah Shal Sofrim. Okay, let's stop there, see what Shagasari's answer is tomorrow. I'll give you a little suspense. Take a look at that Shagasari, the second Shagasari, Simul Chav Beis, and the second half of that first paragraph of the Tshuva. We'll take a look at that tomorrow. That's a Shagasari.